Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios, it's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
We are in the downtown 615 at the Omni. Bongo Java, inside Bongo Java. Doing the show, Chris Landry here. A little later, Brad Powers will be with us. Chris is down in Baton Rouge, and Chris, first question is not football related. What's the weather like for you guys at Baton Rouge?
Well, it's the calm before the storm. The storm is not going to arrive to tonight. Some of it will start to this afternoon, they say. We'll start to get some of the outliers, but it's going to hit probably tonight, or, you know, they're expecting probably by dawn. So I would say from, you know, late night tonight till about noon tomorrow, it's going to be really rough. It's not so much the wind, although we're talking probably 50 to 70 mile an hour winds, but which could get it to a category one or keep it to a tropical storm. But it's so wide, it's so big, it's going to hit virtually all of South Louisiana, from the bayou areas, New Orleans, over to Baton Rouge, even close to Lafayette. It's going to dump a whole lot of water, which is, you know, in 2016 we had massive floods in Baton Rouge. So some people are not back in their homes off of that. It's so bad, and now this is coming. And, of course, New Orleans is even worse in terms of flood issues. So the flood worry is the biggest thing. I should be okay, you know, where I'm at. But there's a lot of people that are in danger. So it's going to be a little nervous weekend.
Chris Landry with us, LandryFootball.com. Were you in town? Were you down there for Katrina?
I was, yeah. Now, we didn't, you know, in Baton Rouge, we didn't have anything that any damage, but obviously it was all in
right.
New Orleans, and the levees breached, and just the people that came over, you know, were coming west and Baton Rouge and even further to try to get out of it. It was really a mess. I'm wondering if they had the contraband, you know, the flow where they took the interstates and they shut them one way where you could only get out, because I mean, who's going to be coming in, you know? So they you know, I wonder if they may get some of that. I don't know the details of how many people have evacuated New Orleans. All of those parishes, we call them parishes, and not it's the county, right. Rather than counties, which everybody else does. It's Louisiana for you. But a lot of them have been evacuated. Again, certainly in the Orleans area that, you know, I would imagine that they're going to try to do something to get those folks out as best that they can.
We were talking speed the other day, and in specific running backs, and somehow I got on to talking about Emmitt Smith. Emmitt always looks like he's scooting, but he's always seemingly pulling away. He had an incredible Hall of Fame career. But you said, and you said, I'll explain this on the show, you said, Bill, it wasn't the sprinting part or the 40 time, it was the three-cone drill, right?
Yeah, and you know, for running backs, as a whole, the 40-yard times are not really that important. I mean, if you got it, it's great, because usually the guys that run great 40s also run great 10s. You know, usually if you're off to a slow start, you're not going to run a real good 40. So there's a correlative effect there. But it's the burst. What Emmitt did in particular, he did skate. I mean, he did slide and slither through the hole, but Emmitt was as fast as anybody to and through the hole. I mean, through the hole and into the second level as quick as anybody. Now, after that, it wasn't great speed, so he wasn't going to get a lot of yards unless it was you're facing nine-man fronts and you bust the hole and then, you know, there's nobody there. Then he'll get some yards, but people were going to run him down. That's not what he was. He was a guy that got through the hole. He was special at getting, you know, the 8, 10, 12 yards and busting through. But that's really the key. The drill that's most useful, it's more useful than the 40-yard time on just about anybody, quite frankly. But for running backs, it's the three-cone drill and the short shuttle. Those things are really indicative of body control, balance, change of direction. And that's what football speed is and football quickness. And he had that, you know, so good. And, you know, he never, you know, he did a nice job of avoiding tackles, and he did a nice job of getting good after contact yards. So I always look at, you know, a couple of things that I always looked at on film when looking at guys is yards after contact, okay, and then the yards in avoidance yards, what we call. So the ability to make people miss. Great backs make people miss. You know, you can be, people always ask me, well, what's more important, the offensive line or the running back? Well, they're both important. If you're weak in one, it's going to affect the other. But the great back trumps the great offensive line because the great back is going to make somebody miss. A great offensive line will give you a chance to be successful, but the great back is going to make somebody miss. Look for any long run, and there are two things that are always going to happen on every play. The back made at least one defender miss because you're going to have to make an unblocked defender miss, and you're going to see a good block by a wide receiver. That is something that is going to take place on every long run that you see. So, but even with the not the long runs, but the sustained big plays where you get the 6, 8, 10 yards. It's the ability to make people miss, and the good backs, but that are not special, they'll get what's there, but you know they're not going to make people miss, and they're not going to be special. That's why elite running backs are still very valuable. The problem is that there's a lot of backs every year that are good. But you need to get two or three of them to fit to make up, you know, that can do everything. Not many backs can be great downhill guys and then put their foot in the ground and change direction and get the flow of the defense going one way and completely cut back in one full step the other way. So those guys are as valuable as anybody at any position, any time. But not many of those guys can do that. So what you have is four type of backs. You have the downhill power back. You've got the speed out the perimeter back. You've got the utility back that can do a lot of things, and you've got your third down back. So you've got in a lot of cases, the reason why they say, well, the backs have been devalued. Well, the backs are not devalued. It's just that they've got more of them that could do some things but not all things. But the great backs, they're really good. Alvin Kamara, he's worth everything. Zeke Elliott, he's worth – you take him top five, and, you know, he's special. The special guys are really good. Emmett was as special as anybody. I coached against Emmett. That was the day of trying to defend that rascal was absolutely something. And you're right. He skated. You got to the gap, and if you missed in any way, gave him an edge, he was through that hole like light.
Karen wants to know if you've had a chance to look at his son, Emmett's son, E.J. Smith, out of Dallas. He's got a bunch of big-name offers. I really haven't looked at him yet, so I was just
– I have not seen him, and so I will – I am aware of him, and but I have not seen him. But I will – I definitely will, and certainly look forward to do it and talking about him. Getting that time where I've been seeing a lot of players that I scouted their sons. When I start seeing their grandchildren, I'm going away.
Yeah, no, I hear you, man.
No, but I haven't, Karen. So I promise you, I will. When I do, I would definitely look forward to talking about it.
Georgia Dog says, "Ask Chris." There was an article, he says, on Saturday down south that says Jake Fromm is the most NFL-ready quarterback to come out since Andrew Luck. Is that stretching it a little bit?
Yeah, no, here's what he is. He is very cerebral, and he makes good decisions, and I think he's going to be a good player at the next level. I really do. But Andrew had more things going for him. Andrew, if I were to compare him in terms of season, you know, Andrew was better, but the comment was the best since, not as good as.
Right.
No, I would not say that yet, and it's very difficult. Unless guys like that turn around and start to spend 4 years in college, they're not going to be as seasoned as any of the really good ones because you don't. There's not enough reps. We used to like 30 starts from a quarterback. Nobody has 30 starts anymore. So, no, I would not agree with that at all. I think that there've been some good ones that that would probably be, but I do think Jake is very good, and I think will be a very good pro because I think he'll be a good decision maker, and he's got the requisite skills to make the throws that the throws that you're going to need to make on the route tree in the NFL.
Well, and the other thing is, he doesn't seem to an enormous type moment. For example, he's a true freshman starting at Notre Dame, and it looked like he'd been out there for 3 years. The way he just handled everything, obviously, right, all the way to a national championship game. Seems like every moment, those big moments don't affect him at all.
No, and that's what I really love about him, and that's why I think he's going to be good. He's a flatliner. I mean, he's just – he does things don't bother him. Yeah. And listen, that is really important. That's what I liked and I still like about, you know, the kid that came out of USC, Sam Darnold. Now, he made a bunch of mistakes – on a team that wasn't very good, but he never let it get him down. It never let him rattle him. And that's more difficult because Jake has played well in big moments. He's also been on a really good team, and he's not had a lot of adversity. I mean, I know they've come close and they've not won, but, you know, it's not like he's made mistake after mistake after mistake in crucial moments where he's gun-shy. So he hasn't really had the what we call the failure quotient yet, where he's got to come back from that as much as maybe some. But, no, I think he's special. I think from the neck up he's special, and I think he's really talented. In fact, I think that, that you know, to me, as he continues to progress this year, I think that, you know, he could be a very high pick, and I think he's going to be very highly regarded. In fact, I know he is.
Chris, can you stay a little bit on the other side?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, will stay with us for a few minutes. We'll get the break here at Bongo Java inside the lovely Omni Nashville Hotel.
A collision on 24 westbound between Murfreesboro Pike and the I-40 split in South Nashville. Still clearing that wreck at the Mapco Mart on Old Hickory Boulevard in West Nashville. And the Briley Parkway collision on the west on-ramp to Gallatin Pike in Madison. I-65 may have its wreckage cleared, but it's still very slow from Dickerson Pike all the way to the North Loop. Hungry for authentic Nashville hot chicken? Download the Prince's Hot Chicken app and get $2 off your next order. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. And voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, the most romantic steakhouse in Nashville, and won the Wine Spectator Award for the second consecutive year, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. That's 615-761-3707. Bob's Steak and Chop House, where complimentary valet parking is always available.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kind of love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh-cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station. Hot, meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For July, try any wrap, hot or cold, with chips and drink at the special price of only $6.99. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
Congratulations to Tim Corbin and the 2019 Vanderbilt Commodores.
Vanderbilt, for the second time in school history, wins the national championship. And I believe you have just seen the greatest team in Vanderbilt baseball history.
The Vanderbilt Commodores.
We're glad we can celebrate among all of you, the Vanderbilt fans, the Vanderbilt community, Nashville.
Congratulations from your home for Vanderbilt baseball.
I think everybody loves having you guys being our flagship station. It means a lot to us.
Nashville Sports Radio. He knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
And we're at Bongo Java, Omni. Kenneth is here, brought some samples. We'll talk to him here in a little bit too. SoulStreetCoffee.com, his site. Chris Landry, Landry Football. We will let you know how you can subscribe to all his information. Chris got a few questions here on Twitter. Eric up in Indy says, ask Chris about his thoughts on Texas and Nebraska. He says, it sure sounds like they're getting a lot of hype. Is it worth it? Is it worthy?
Well, the hype comes from, you know, big game. You know, I thought Texas got better at the end of last year, and obviously the big bowl game win gets everybody hyped up. I think Texas is getting better. I'm seeing it in recruiting. I think the quarterback's tough. He's a leader. And, you know, I think that the defense, it's, you know, you've got some teams. Gary Patterson plays good defense, and Iowa State plays good defense schematically. But Texas is starting to play the best defense in terms of scheme combined with really good talent in the league. And I think that helps them. And maybe we'll see help them creep up further and further on Oklahoma. Am I ready to say that they're going to take over Oklahoma yet? I kind of look at the Texas and Michigan kind of in the same way, and maybe more so with Michigan. They've got to prove it to me that they can beat Ohio State. Ohio State's still more overall a little bit more talented. Oklahoma is still a little more talented than Texas, but it's really the offense. And in an offensive league, can Texas stop enough people and score enough points to be able to win in that league? So I think Texas will be good. Am I thinking that that's the team that's going to win the Big 12? It's possible, but I still would favor Oklahoma. Nebraska, I think, is getting better as well. It's in the second year, a little early. I'm not ready to buy them that's the team yet. I think in the West, I like Iowa. I think Iowa's really good. I think Minnesota's going to be a little better. I think Nebraska's going to be in the fight. I think there's a lot of people that think, hey, the West is for Nebraska, and people are chasing Nebraska. That's not true. Nebraska's in a fight with everyone else, and they'll have an equal shot. But I would probably make Iowa and Nebraska the favorite in the West, at least from a roster standpoint going in. The quarterback's good. Wendell Moore is going to be the young freshman from Nebraska that's coming in is going to be the next Rondell Moore. I think he's going to be a big-time playmaker for them and maybe can really spark their passing game and maybe be that team to beat. But I look at Nebraska as a contender in the West, maybe co-favorites with Iowa, but I don't think that they're a top 10 type team at this point.
Danny in New York City says, Chris, with Michigan's offense supposedly changing with Josh Gattis coming in, quote, speed in space, how do you think they adapt? Now, when I look at them, Chris, I think about, say, Patterson, obviously, but that receiving core, when we think about receiving cores, we think Alabama, Clemson, those two are at times spectacular receiving core, and that's plural. But I tell you what, that group that Michigan's got of receivers with length and ability, this ought to be a big year for them.
It should be. I had something on LandryFootball.com recently talking about the receiving corps. And in the notebooks every day, I kind of throw a lot of film room nuggets. And I mentioned just that. I think Michigan's receiving corps is one of the best in the country. I think they're long, they're athletic, they've got ability to make plays. And listen, we can talk about it, and I've said this before. I think, you know, in answering a question from one of the listeners several weeks ago, I was asked, what's the most intriguing thing I'm looking forward to watching specifically this college season? Of course, there's, you know, 100 come to mind, but at the top is, what's this Michigan offense going to look like, and how long is it going to look like that? You know, how will they be? I looked at the practice tape this spring. I saw what they worked on. I know what they want to do. I also know what Jim Harbaugh likes to do. So are they going to stay committed to it? Are they going to have success early? They have success early, you know, it'll certainly buoy that confidence. It's just, I think, fits Shea Patterson. It fits the receivers. I think it opens up things. But how much tempo they're going to use? How much is that going to hurt their defense? If they turn the football over, will Jim get a little reclusive and want to go back and do something different? I have no idea where this is going. I know where it's going to start. I think what I think they want to do, and I think personnel-wise, they're getting closer. They're really, really good. But, you know, I need to see it, and I need to see it develop. Look, I expect Michigan to be in the same boat that they were last year. They're going to run early, and they're going to win a lot of games. They may be undefeated going into November. I think that Wisconsin on the road is going to be a challenge. I think Iowa in October is going to be a challenge. I like their chances at Penn State. I think they could be Notre Dame. I think they could be unbeaten going into the Michigan State game, potentially. And all the hype's going to be there. Hey, boy, this Michigan's really good. We saw it last year, and we saw it collapse at the end of last year. And it collapsed because the offense couldn't do anything, and the defense, which was really good for most of the season, got worn down, and they got exploited. We need to see Michigan take that next step. It's possible. I'm curious to watch it, but like everybody else, I don't have the magic answer of what it's going to be because I need to see it. It hadn't happened yet.
Chris, tell everybody how they can get your information.
Well, just go to LandryFootball.com. It's the best way. Tons of podcasts. We're really excited about breaking all of those out. An SEC and a Big Ten podcast every day we've been working on for several weeks now. We broke out our ACC podcast this week. We're going to have an additional SEC and Big Ten podcast starting in 2 weeks, and also a Big 12 and a Pac-12 podcast. So we're excited about that because we can spend enough detail and time breaking down all the teams and all the players, all the coaches in each league. Doing a national podcast, which I have one of those as well on the college level, you get to cover, you know, a few things. But, you know, when you can break down each conference and kind of cross, you know, mingle a little bit, I think it creates a better opportunity to give something that's really not out there for fans. So I think people are going to love that. That's free. You can catch it on LandryFootball.com. It's very simple. It's the ACC football show, the SEC football show, the Big 12 football show. You know the drill. So it's very easy to find on wherever you get your podcasts, or you can find it on LandryFootball.com. We'll post them there. And then for our members, obviously, we take you inside the film room. We're breaking down the rosters and grading the players on the rosters heading into the season. We do it for college. We do it for the NFL. So it's one-stop shopping football. So we think you're going to love it, and we're working hard on it. The season's fast approaching, and we're trying to get everything done so that you have it all prepared for the season. And then we've got a discount right now if you take advantage of it for a year. You get all that. You get all the breakdowns during the season. You get all the recruiting information, which we've got every day in our notebooks, breakdowns of those players that are committing, and then obviously take you through recruiting next December and, you know, the entire offseason and the NFL, the draft, all the way to next year at this time. So very easy. You can follow me on Twitter as well, at Landry Football.
Chris, be safe in that weather.
Hey, thank you so much. Take care.
There he is, Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. Top of the hour, Brad Powers will be with us out in Vegas, and we'll take the handicapping angle with him like we do every Friday. We are to the point, and it gets that way in the summer, but you dig into every team. You talk about every team. You predict things about every team. You critique everything, and at some point you got to play games. That's why I think it's set up perfectly. I love the calendar the way it is. I don't want a game tomorrow. When it comes, it comes. It'll be in late August. We're not that far out on that. And then it'll be time to talk about something that happens on the field. You'll still be speculating, but it's the actual on-the-field application that becomes a thing on the show. And that's always fun, too. Bottom of the hour, we're coming right back. We'll get the break. Bongo Java, our location, Omni Nashville Hotel.
A collision on 24 westbound between Murfreesboro Pike and the I-40 split in South Nashville. Still clearing that wreck at the MAPCO Mart on Old Hickory Boulevard in West Nashville. And the Briley Parkway collision on the west on-ramp to Gallatin Pike in Madison. I-65 may have its wreckage cleared, but it's still very slow from Dickerson Pike all the way to the North Loop. Hungry for authentic Nashville hot chicken? Download the Prince's Hot Chicken app and get $2 off your next order. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Take a step toward updating your home with exclusive LifeProof vinyl plank flooring from The Home Depot, starting at just $2.99 a square foot. It locks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch resistant, and comes in a variety of trendy styles with over 40 colors to choose from. That's a step in the right direction. Today is the day for doing with LifeProof vinyl plank flooring starting at just $2.99 a square foot. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Family is big around here. We're family owned, family operated, family managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same day pickup and next day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Tennessee. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Patchy fog for this morning. Otherwise, partly sunny with your high at 90. Thunderstorms overnight. Cloudy with your low at 72. Scattered showers on Saturday. Mostly sunny with your high at 91. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Need to know anything about college football? Consult with the Encyclopedia Bill Tanaka every morning.
At the Omni, on this Friday. Typically Kitchen Notes, but today we are in our Bongo Java location. If you hear Kevin Hagan on Wednesdays, you'll note that that segment is sponsored by Soul Street Coffee. Our good friend Kenneth, that is his baby. And Kenneth is also a big college football aficionado, so you'll see him all over Twitter talking college football all hours of the day and night. But Kenneth, how you been, man?
Good, Bill. Nice to be on with you.
Tell everybody how you got started in the coffee business.
Well, while I was at Alabama, I had a chance to go down to New Orleans and really get to know some really great roasters down there and almost intern with them while I was still in college. So learned all about roasting, the espresso side of it, and just really became a passion.
Sounds like it. So this happened in college.
Most
college students have no idea what the heck they're doing, much less, I think I'm going to go in the coffee business. How about that?
Matter of fact, I wound up switching from pre-law to business just to get a better feel for the business side of it.
Now, you're from Ohio, though, right?
Born in Ohio, but grew up in Alabama.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. So right. You moved down here.
Yes.
And that's how you ended up at Alabama.
That's right.
Okay. I thought you chose Alabama from up north.
No, left Ohio probably when I was about 9.
Okay. Okay. Now, what part of Alabama?
Right outside of Tuscaloosa.
Oh, so you, you were right there.
But I grew up a Miami Hurricanes fan. And with the 92 Alabama-Auburn Iron Bowl when Antonio Langham intercepts the ball, takes it back for a touchdown, sets up the showdown in the SEC championship game and takes another interception back, pretty much that sealed my fate going to Alabama.
It was 21-21. I was at Legion Field watching this, and it was a pickoff that Antonio Langham, he jumped an out route, I believe.
Shane Matthews threw it, and Langham just runs it back.
I tell this story all the time. In my seat in the press car and the press box, I'm really close to Roy Kramer, the commissioner, and a few other suits. When that thing was tied 21, and the SEC suits realized that we may be getting our national championship opportunity taken from us right here. They were absolutely pulling for Alabama.
Oh, absolutely.
They got up. They were trying to adjust their ties. They were fidgeting. They were sweating. I mean, and it got a little nerve-wracking there at 21 apiece.
Absolutely.
Because the underdog had some momentum.
Mm-hmm. And Roy Kramer even said on the 30 for 30 that basically Langham saved his saved his job after that.
Well, yeah, and here's the other part. That was year one of the split, mm-hmm. the east-west split, where they brought in Arkansas and South Carolina, and the knock on that was you've just killed the league because nobody's ever going to win anything anymore. You're just going to beat each other up, which did not happen.
Right.
But that's what the theory was. Everybody believed that to be the case, and if Roy could get a national championship the first year out, he's done. The resume is complete right there now.
Absolutely.
So, and yeah, and then they played your original favorite team, Miami.
Played Miami.
And wow. That I got to tell you, Woody McCorvey, who I tell everybody, that's Dabo Swinney's right-hand man, but Woody was at Alabama at that time working for Gene Stallings. And I tell Woody all the time, I told him back then, I don't give you a chance, one chance in 100 against this Miami team. I didn't. Amazing.
And neither did I. I was actually getting ready to go down to Miami and take a trip, and pretty much by halftime, you could tell it was a wrap.
Right. Back to the coffee. Tell everybody some of the flavors that you have that they can order on your site.
Okay, so some of the flavored coffee we have, and Kevin Hagan, really great friend. Thank him for all his support. Some of the newest ones we got are French vanilla, vanilla bourbon, and the white chocolate caramel, which I just got Crazy Charlie some of that. So we got some great flavored coffees. We got some really great coffee blends. The Roastmaster blend, which is the newest one I've added to the site. Really great bold coffee. The Wide Awake blend, which is perfect for getting up in the morning, listening to your show, and getting the day started. So we'll be adding a couple of more later this year.
And you have the various blends when it comes to coffee, but also you're in the tea business.
Absolutely. Got a great partnership with a really great tea vendor, and we're able to do some really great tea drinks as well. So the green tea mango and
right.
the classic iced tea that Kevin and a few other people, Ole Miss Evie, has tried and really, really like it.
So coffee and tea. They go to soulstreetcoffee.com, and everything is there.
Absolutely.
That they can order.
Absolutely. And if you have any questions, you can actually click on the link and call me directly and be glad to help you out.
On Twitter at Soul Street Coffee, too.
Soul ST Coffee.
ST. Okay, that's right. And so if you want to communicate, you can communicate in the public. You can DM him or you can call that phone number.
Absolutely.
Either way. Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, good product. Now, you said at some point here you've been searching real estate, but at some point you're going to have a physical building.
Absolutely.
You'll be working out of.
Yes.
That's fantastic. So that's a work in progress right now.
Work in progress.
That's awesome. That's awesome. In the meantime, now, will this be a place where you can go in and sit, too?
Yeah, it'll be a sit-down coffee shop.
That's awesome. That is very, very good. Kenneth with Soul Street Coffee, soulstreetcoffee.com. And, of course, you hear us talking about it all the time, and he is the presenter of the Kevin Hagan segment on the show, which is Wednesday. Kevin is actually coming to town, I forgot the date, in August?
Mid-August.
And everybody's going to get together.
Right.
Like he did. Jeff Tu's coming in. I think Coach Marshall, who's a Vandy guy. A Vandy guy is allowed in the group.
Coach Marshall's allowed everywhere
Vandy,
he goes.
Vandy football's not really a threat, so Alabama fans not worried about that. And other people will be invited, too. I don't even remember where he said y'all were going to meet at, but we'll figure that out when the time comes. Kenneth, thank you very much for the support.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it. Kenneth with SoulStreetCoffee.com coming by to hang out with us to talk coffee and talk a little Alabama football as well, little college football as well. Crazy Charlie's taking a picture. All right, there you go. All good. So, yeah, we've got Brad coming up, BradPowerSports.com, and we'll hang out with him a little bit. We'll talk handicapping. We'll talk college football with him. Here's a picture of Eric. Eric came into town on a Saturday. It was Charlie doing the show. And Eric from Indy came by. Now, he was not able to come by for commitments, but he came by and got to chop it up with Crazy Charlie a little bit. Appreciate Eric up in Indy as well. Let's do this. Back at the station, Jay. We'll take the break a little early, which I probably have never done in my life, but we'll do it here. And then we'll come back and wrap up the hour. 888-702-5494. I wish Cosby Cattleman would call and explain what that audio clip. Charlie says it's clearly he's been drinking the Dickel in that. But I want to know how all this happened. If he's around, I don't even know if he's listening right now. Brad's coming up. Mongo Java, we are at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash in Midtown blocking part of the right-of-way to West End Avenue on 18th Avenue North. That's between the Golden Coast Restaurant and Aloft. Still clearing a wreck on 24 West between Murfreesboro Pike and the Eastern Split in South Nashville, as well as that crash in Madison on Briley at the on-ramp to Gallatin Pike. Smashville Moving Company. Packing, loading, unloading, no job is too big. SmashvilleMovingCompany.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Napa Know-How.
At Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you get any Napa automotive battery. It's the best deal for some of the best batteries from some of the best car people around. But we might be a little partial. Anywho, pick up any Napa automotive battery and save $25. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, while supplies last, offer ends 8/31/19.
I can't believe it.
That Gerald is presenting the quarterly budget report with finger puppets?
Look, here comes a 1.7% decrease in fixed overhead. Hello, everybody!
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Who are you? The projected increase in organic Q3 revenue. Hooray!
Believe it. GEICO could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Eric O'Prun, Managing Director of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlets to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the Biscuit Bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant or our upscale Honky Tonk Bar Lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 5th Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
And now, Complete Comfort Heating and Cooling is reminding everyone to stand tall and show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This salute is brought to you by Complete Comfort Heating and Cooling, serving our area with pride for 6 years. For the best in residential and light commercial HVAC, Complete Comfort Heating and Cooling is a name you can trust. For installs, repairs, and much more, they kept you warm all winter. Now let them keep you cool all summer. Call Complete Comfort Heating and Cooling today, 615-339-4699. Complete Comfort Heating and Cooling, they're people who care.
Ladies and gentlemen,
here's a smart suggestion.
Check out the new and improved WNSR.com.
You're going to have to explain that.
It's the new and improved WNSR.com.
With everything a sports fan needs.
We got a whole new attitude.
All the scores. All the highlights. All the updates. All the stories. And even the new website smell. From Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the most important religious event of our time.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Log on to the new and improved WNSR.com. Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
Music City time. Came by to say hello. He was just down on the Emerald Coast. He's got a little bit of a tan going here. He's right down there on the Emerald Coast hanging out. He knows where to go. Anyways, 888. The Cosby Cattleman's bleeding over here. I got to cut that off. All right. Anyways, Kenneth and I were just listening to the Cosby Cattleman audio clips, which had to be Dickel-induced somehow. Had to be. Wow. Brad Powers coming up. BradPowersSports.com. And I am looking forward to that. We'll be handicapping, talking teams. Magazines are out. Somebody, who was it? I was on, what was it? Arkansas Radio yesterday. And they asked me, they said, so you endorse Athlon, Bill. Is that right? You endorse Athlon, but not Phil Tinfoil. That is correct. That is correct. I do not endorse Phil Tinfoil. I do not endorse his magazine. And I do not buy that magazine. Nor does he send it to me, just in case. No, it's all relations are severed. There's nothing going on there. And I will not endorse that. It's almost like Phil Tinfoil has decided to see how many words he can get on one page. Is that the magazine? Every time I see some coach shill that magazine, it's like fingernails down a chalkboard for me. Like, who was it the other day? Was it Mac Brown? Somebody. Oh, you know, it's getting close to college football when Phil Steele's magazine comes out. It's just a plethora of information. Click. Next. No, I endorse Athlon, not Phil Tinfoil. I endorse Brad Powers. You know, if he had time, you know who would put out a fantastic magazine, and he'll never be able to do it because he's too busy and he doesn't want to do it, and I don't blame him, would be Brad Powers. Brad Powers would put out a hellacious college football magazine. Right now, he actually does that, but it's in the form of his newsletter. And it's in the form of information regarding spreads, gambling, how to go about your business there. advice when it comes to games, things of that nature. That's his angle, and it always has been. If you do have a question for him, make sure you use the hashtag AskBP as in Brad Powers, and you can tweet me at Bill is King. Hawkeye Jason says, Bill, there's becoming an ever increase of acronyms, not words, in that annual magazine. Oh, I bet. You got to understand everybody, and again, this is his business, so I'm not being critical in this way, but that magazine's not about the magazine. It's about the gambling ads. That's what that magazine's about. It's about the gambling ads. It's about getting people into that form of his service, and he does well with that. Yeah, I'd be twisting things if I didn't suggest, at least he used to. I don't know if he still does. I assume he still does, though. But it's not about the magazine, so you'll buy it and study all his info because you want to know depth charts. That is not what that magazine's about. It's to get you to the gambling side of things. And again, I don't necessarily think there's anything wrong with that. It's not illegal, but that's you got to be able to peel back the onion on that a little bit. It's not about, and he doesn't make any money. He used to tell me, he said, I might break even on the magazine. The magazine isn't the moneymaker. It's the gambling ads, and it's the numbers you can call to get information. That's where the money is. It's not paper with depth charts and meticulous statistics on it. It's the gambling angle of it. Big money there, and probably even bigger money there now. As well. 888-702-5494 if you do want to check in today. Music City Todd coming by to say hello. Hey, we were just talking. Somebody, very, very clandestine thing happening here at the Omni with somebody here. We were just discussing this. If the mic was on and it bled through, some of you might have heard what we were talking about. I'm not sure. That's the secret. I'll tell you about next week. Very secretive. Clandestine operation. It's not Urban Meyer. It's not Nick Saban. Even though Nick could come here. He's got a Mercedes dealership here, so it could be Nick, but it's not. It's not Nick. Who else could it be? Big name. It's not Trevor Lawrence. It's not Tua. No. It's not a player. I'll give you this. It's not a player. There's the hint. Let me put it this way. It's not a current player. And this person did not play football. That's the other hint. We're getting close. Did not play football. That's as far as I can go without actually spitting it all out. SEC Football Media Days down in Hoover, Alabama. Begins on Monday. I absolutely will not be there. Don't plan on going to one of those ever again. I've done about 30 of them, and I'm good. I'm purged. I'm complete there. I'm not missing anything. I don't want any part of that zoo. It's not an informative thing. There's no knowledge to be received. It's just an event now about the zoo. It's an event about the event. I don't want any part of it. Will I watch some of it? On Feinbaum, if I'm around in the afternoons and it's on TV, sure. But it won't be taking mental or physical copious notes. There's nothing for me to learn from that event other than if I happen to be there, I'd be thinking, why in the hell am I there? I don't want any part of that. No. Now, should I ask? If they end up moving the SEC Football Media Days here, to actual Nashville, which might happen, it would be in the Omni, and if that's the case, then we'll be at it. Yeah, I'll have to surrender and become part of the zoo. That's the only angle. Now, if they come here, yeah, I'll have to backtrack on all of that popping off, and I'll have to sit there and say, here we go again. I've done so many of those things. God almighty. Eric says, Bill, could you ask Brad what the over and under for Wazoo versus Hoagie is? Which one would he take? One of the non-conference games I'm really looking forward to. Hashtag ask BP. Josh wants to know, is this secret person California cool? No. No. I can answer that. The answer is no. Hawkeye Jason said, big name that did not play college football. Are you talking about this guy? And it's a picture of Charlie Weiss, and I believe that's Kansas uniforms behind him. No, it's not Charlie. It's not Big Charlie, who put more money in his pocket to not coach than anybody in the history of the sport. Yeah, if you're ranking coaches who made more money not to coach, there's a clear one slot, and there's nobody even close, and that would be Charlie Weiss of Notre Dame and Kansas lore. Yeah, those two. If you guys let me get through the weekend, and I'll blurt it out. Yeah, just let me get. I can't do anything about it right now because then it would spoil the apple cart. There were some people listening though. There were some people when Todd and I were just talking about this. There were some spies who had I think they had their detection devices out, and they might have heard what we were talking about. I fear that part of it. Yeah, I do. I fear that part of it. More questions for Brad when it comes to spreads next hour and bets. Got to remember now, if you really do your homework, you can find value in some of these spreads. Some of these spreads aren't that sharp. If you know what you're doing, you got to be like Brad. You got to really study it. If you know what you're doing, you can find value. You got to study it up, though. The people who lose money are the ones that bet the favorites. You just see a game, you go, oh, this team's better, I'm picking them. The guys that just sit there and pick the winners, meaning, and I don't mean the winning bet, but the teams that they think will be the winner, that guy loses more than they win. Matter of fact, they may be losing a whole lot more than they win. Hawkeye Jason, a picture of Cut right there. This guy may be sneaking in the 615 early. Game prep against MTSU. Yeah, Cut's coming to town. I don't think he's here now, though. Cut, when he recruits this area. When he was at Tennessee, part of Cut's area was this area, the 615. David Cutcliffe. Yeah, Cut was mad at me. I've told you the story. The very first time Cutcliffe and I got sideways, Austin Kemp, who is in the mortgage business here, big name recruit back in 97. Everybody in America wanted him. Selected Tennessee. And his dad had a big get-together for him at Brentwood Country Club. And he invited me. He wanted me there. And he invited, obviously, some Tennessee coaches. So Fulmer and Cutcliffe were here. And they had me seated up at this podium next to Fulmer. And I was in between Fulmer and Cutcliffe at this area up by the podium. And it was a little dinner get-together, and it was just a deal where they were honoring Austin Kemp. Anyways, Cut was mad at me about something. I don't remember, but the entire time we were sitting there at that banquet table out in front of everybody, he basically had his back to me. Even though he's sitting next to me, he's got his back to me. And he wouldn't speak. He wouldn't speak. Cut and I have had some good times, man. Later he does the show when I'm on Sirius. And he's going, yeah, Bill, I'm a big boy. I can handle the critique. I can handle this and that. So I'm thinking, okay, cut and I might be okay. A year later, it's signing day. And we're lining up all these coaches to come to the SiriusXM show. And all the big names come on. We're told Cut can't do it. All these huge names come on, but the guy at Duke is too busy. All right, Brad's coming up hour number three.